seen this competition at Titan change when Dustin went down?
Really, it's a friendly competition. You know, we all working to make each other better. At the end of the day, we're all working to try to help this team improve, and that's our main focus right now.
Does it become aware that there's a spot open? I mean, or how does that work? I mean, seemed like he was penciling to be the starter, and now there's an open spot there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're all working. At the end of the day, it's all competition. You know, we're all working, you know, for that spot. But at the end of the day, we're all just making each other better every day out here. And at the end of the day, you know, whoever gets the nod, you know, that's the guy who we're looking to help this team. But, you know, I feel like all of us, you know, will be able to help this team out.
Do you feel experience has given you the edge on starting?
I wouldn't say necessarily experience. Well, I guess you could say there's some things that I know that I could help these younger guys out with that they haven't, you know, quite learned yet. But, you know, I'm all about helping them and just making their transition a lot easier.
What's this week been like after the performance the other day? I know you were pretty upset after
the game. You know, I'm just excited to get back to work. You know, I'm just trying to get that taste out of my mouth. And, you know, it's never a thing you want to put on film, you know, having a game like that. But at the end of the day, you know what happens? I just got to come out here and work hard and do all I can to prevent it from happening again.
Now that you had time to look at the tape, I mean, what do you think went wrong on Saturday?
I won't say it was a lot of things, but I mean, I just got to come out, just take advantage of those plays whenever my number's called. You know, it's little things I can work on, you know, as far as running routes and trying to get more separation and things like that. All little things I've came out here, you know, this week and tried to improve upon.
I know you'll do whatever the coaches want, but do you feel you're best utilized playing just tight end or as an H-back and using your versatility?
It depends, you know, wherever they need me. You know, I feel like if they need someone to play a tight end, you know, I feel like I can do that. You know, if they need someone to help out in the slot, you know, or at fullback, I feel like I can do that. You know, I just feel like wherever they need me, you know, whatever the game plan is that week, you know, I feel like I can help.
Do you feel that you could be utilized more this year than last year? So, you know, with Dustin Keller, I would have asked that, but now with he's out, do you think more opportunities for you than last year?
I feel like, you know, I come out here and work hard every day, you know, and like I said, take advantage of those opportunities, and the more I do that at practice, you know, the more opportunities I get in the game.
Charles, the coach is looking for more big plays from this offense. Do you see that coming this season with the changes that you made?
I feel like it will. You know, we got a lot of guys that can stretch the field, and a lot of guys who are, you know, those big playmakers. You know, you take a guy like Mike Wallace and who's taking the top off coverages. You got Brandon Gibson. You got Brian Hartline. You know, it's a lot of guys I feel like can make those big plays.
And can you? How can you help in that department?
I attack the middle of the field. You know, that's pretty much my job. Anytime you see a single safety, you know, you have to think that you can attack the middle of the field. So, with those two guys on the outside, you know, my job is basically that attack the middle of the field.
You feel like you got the speed to stretch things in the middle if necessary?
Yeah, I feel like I do. Yeah.
A year ago, Ryan and Matt were vying for the starting quarterback position, and now Ryan's got a year under his belt. What do you see the difference between him 12 months ago compared to now?
He's a more vocal leader. You know, you can tell he's taking the huddle by charge. You know, he's a lot more comfortable. You know, coming in as a rookie, you're kind of feeling it out. This year, you know, he's a lot more vocal, and he knows this offense will only be as good as he is. So, I mean, he's coming out and he's taking complete control of it.
What about his game? What have you noticed the most different between the end of last year and now?
He's a lot more poised. You know, whether it's in the pocket, reads coverages real well. He's always had thrown a good ball. You know, there's no doubt about that. But he seems a lot more poised and more comfortable in the pocket.
You think he's more accurate than he was a year ago?
I feel like he's been accurate since he's been here. So I don't see too much of a jump there. I feel like his throwing the ball hasn't been a problem for him at all.